Hi, I'm Gayatri.
And I'm Steph, and welcome to Sunshine and Rainbows. In this episode, we talk about the mirror and how everything that happens in our lives is a reflection of what's inside us.
We hope you enjoy it. Hi, everyone. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, hope you all had a good week.
We are recording in separate locations for the first time. The first couple of podcasts we did were remote.
Yeah, you were in San Francisco.
No, I was actually in LA, but I was sick and I didn't want to give you COVID.
Oh, you're right. Oh, yes. And you didn't even have COVID, but we were all afraid of COVID at that moment.
Yeah. And I was just being extra conservative. Yeah. Plus, because you were like, you know, sensitive, you have allergies and whatnot. And so I was like, I just want to make sure that I didn't get anyone sick. So I was like, anyways, that was our first episode we did remotely. And this is, we're remotely now. I'm in Mexico.
Yeah. So we're Zooming and we're talking to you guys while we record.
Great to be here. Don't we just love technology, man?
Yes, for sure.
We were just talking about how being in other countries used to be like really challenging. And now it's like, as long as you have like an iPhone or a WhatsApp, you're good to go.
Yeah. I was telling Gayatri how I went to Mexico one year and charged up like thousands of dollars in phone bills to my parents, not knowing that it was like $25 a minute to call from the hotel or whatever the price was. It was something astronomical. And I had no idea until I got home.
And it's so funny.
At least you knew I was safe. I'm sure they appreciated that.
And now it's like, now it's so easy.
Yeah, now it doesn't even matter.
It's so different. Yeah, it's so funny.
Yeah.
So there's just a giant like rainstorm just happened. So if there's any background noise, that's what it is. Sorry,
guys.
Oh,
really?
We're going to continue. We're going to keep going. We're going to soldier on. I don't know if you can hear it, but if not.
Is it thundering?
No, I haven't heard thunder yet, but it's just like I could just hear the rain.
Cool.
I love the rain. Anyways, we have had an interesting day, guys.
We did. We signed on 2.5 hours ago to start the podcast, and it did not go that way. We ended up doing this massive healing.
Oh, man.
On each other, and it was interesting.
Oh my God. I think it's really, I was telling Steph how like it's such a blessing our friendship because we did a healing around our relationship, you know, and like something had come up and it was just, I was able to express it. And then we just went into this really deep healing all around these deep wounds from our childhood as babies and all this stuff came up. But it's just really, I don't know. I just feel really, grateful to have a friendship where we can do that kind of work.
It's so true. And I don't know if you guys out there, I'm sure everybody experiences this. I just don't know if everyone realizes it, but your really deep relationships are going to trigger you. Like things are going to happen. That's going to trigger you because it's all about healing. So the people that you're closest with are the people that are going to help you to heal things that you came here in this lifetime to heal. So like if something's like, if I do something that upset Gayatri or she did something that triggered me, like whatever it is, like if you can have the courage to talk about it, which you're way better at that than I am, but I'm learning, but
I'm learning too. It's challenging. It's hard.
Yeah. But if you have the courage to be like in a nice way, like I love you, but this is something that's bothering me right now. So let's figure out why. And then if you can stop and think about, okay, why is this happening? You know, if everything is made for us to heal, right? Everything is happening so that we can heal. Why is this coming up right now? And what can I learn from this? And what do I need to heal to resolve this situation? Because Gayatri and I know how much we love each other, you know, like I don't think that's ever an issue. So it's like, if there's a little something, it's like, okay, what are we meant to heal from this? And then we go into these massive healings, like to heal trauma or something from childhood or something from another lifetime or whatever it is. We're just constantly helping each other to be, I think, better people, you know?
Yeah. And I think what's really interesting to me is that a lot of times in the past, in relationships, I'd go into a conversation like that, blaming the other person.
Yes.
And for me, it's like the way you and I see life, it's so different from how I used to.
Yeah.
That now it's like, I know that I'm half of that issue. You know, it's like, how am I attracting this situation, whatever this challenge, into my life?
Yes, exactly.
And I think for us, it's like, that's part of the reason why we can have these conversations and move through the challenges and heal them, is because we both are on the same page around that.
Yeah.
Knowing that it's not like one person's fault.
No, there's things in each of us that need to be healed from this situation.
Yeah.
And it's good to not let the ego get attached, because sometimes it also, I think, matters the way that you say, you know, the way that we express ourselves to people. Because like you said, if you come from a blaming point of view, say, well, you did this, you know, like it sets the tone, you know, but when you think of it the way that we do, like, okay, this happened and why did it happen? And what do we need to heal from this situation? Then it's just kind of like, okay, well, when you did this, it triggered me. So can we figure out where this is coming from and heal it in both of us?
Yeah. And I think regardless of how you say it, you know, a lot of times it's just going to trigger all the shit.
Yep.
You know? But it does. I think like the way you express yourself is so important. And I think for me, it's like, I'm working on that too. Like just how to do that and how to have these like conversations that are challenging, but also loving. And, you know, like I think it's an art form, you know, like it's not for the faint-hearted.
No, it really isn't. And, you know, I was always one of those people in the past that would just keep everything in when it bothered me.
Me too.
But I don't think, like, I think when you have a really authentic friendship like we do, or a relationship with someone, that it's just like, when you speak your truth and when you're vulnerable, it makes you closer.
I think so. And I think like it can be triggering at the beginning too, you know, but then it's like, then we can like work through it together. Anyways, I just think it was fascinating.
It is. And, you know, I think that's helpful for other people who might not think of it that way. Like, let's say someone does something and it really upsets you. Like, okay, why is this triggering me? What's inside of me? Let's go in and see what's inside of me. Let's feel, you know, go into your heart and feel what is inside of you, or you can get healing or whatever it is that like to do. People can talk to a therapist. Like, you know, why is this triggering me? Yeah. What do I need to heal?
Right. Because we've talked a little bit about it in the past, but we've talked about 100% responsibility.
Yeah.
Like, and how everything in our lives is a reflection of what's inside of us.
Yeah. The mirror. So,
the mirror, right. Yeah. So if something is happening in our lives, in the external world, it's not just the external world. There's something inside of us that's pulling that, that's magnetizing that to us. You know, like attracts like. And so instead of looking at something and blaming the external whatever it is, it's like, wait a minute, how am I attracting this in? How am I pulling this in? And what's in me that is calling that?
Yeah, exactly. It's so true.
Because there's always something.
Yeah, always.
And sometimes I think you can't see it clearly, especially, you know, sometimes it's like if it's you trying to see it, it can be really challenging.
Especially if it's in our shadow, you know, it's something that we haven't learned to love yet. Then it's harder to see.
Totally.
It helps. That's when it helps to ask someone else. Like, I'll call Gayatri sometimes and be like, okay, this is really upsetting me. This person's doing this. What is inside? Like, do you see what's inside of me that is getting triggered? Because I'm not seeing it right now, but I know that it's there.
Yeah. Like, what could it be?
Yeah. It's hard to see in yourself sometimes. It's nice to ask other people.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. And then when you see it, it's like, oh my God.
I know. Like, to quote Chloe the other day, mind blown. That's what she said to me. And she had the hand thing too. Like, I wish you guys could see, but she was like, mind blown. And I just started laughing. But so that happens. When I ask you sometimes and I'm like, what is this triggering me? Can you look, please? Because I can't, like, I just can't see it at this moment. And then you'll tell me and I'm like, oh, that makes so much sense.
Yeah.
But then so you can heal it and then you won't get triggered again, which is so cool. It's so cool when someone does something to you and you're like, oh, that didn't bother me this time.
Yeah. I mean, and it's just so empowering. I just find it so empowering.
It is, because you can...
You take your power back.
Yeah, you take your power back and you have... instead of just random things happening, it's just a different way of looking at everything. It's a different way of looking at life and the universe. And like, you know, like you can use energy to heal things. There's so many things that you can do so that those situations don't affect you anymore. And then you won't call them into your life anymore.
It's so cool.
I know. I really love it.
You know what I find is also interesting is, say there's someone outside of you, a friend or someone in your life who is doing something or is acting some way that's like really annoying you or really, you know, triggering you in some way, affecting you emotionally. And it's like, I'm trying to think of an example, but it's like when someone's doing something that's really frustrating you or triggering you in some way, and you're like, wait, but that's inside of me. And sometimes it's like, wait, but that's inside of me. But like, it's not actually inside of you often to the same extent as it is in that other person.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So like, it could be like a tiny little thing in you, but it's still something that's ready to be healed. So it's going to be magnified.
Yeah. So say that there's someone who you're in a relationship with that's like super angry and it's just like super triggering to you or something. So obviously you're attracting that anger into your life for whatever reason, right? Yeah. There could be so many different reasons, but I would say that the reason is probably that you're angry.
Yeah. That there's sometimes repressed anger inside.
Exactly. That you're not seeing.
Yeah.
And so it's like, but the extent of that anger might not be as much as that other person.
Right. Exactly. So it's, and it like, can still be inside of you at a smaller amount.
Yes. It's interesting because it's like, so it's not like, oh God, how do I explain it? It's not like, can you explain this better than me?
I don't know. Do you mean like, tell me if I'm on the right track. Do you mean like, okay, you could see something in someone and be like, oh gosh, that person's so angry all the time and it drives me crazy. And you might not have the same level of anger that they do. But if it's triggering you, there could be a tiny little amount that's stuck in you somewhere, or there could be something that you repressed from your childhood or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's not blown up the way you're seeing it in someone else. It's just in a smaller amount. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, exactly. So I think like sometimes people can get worried at the beginning when they start living life in this way and seeing life in this way. Like if they see someone as their mirror,
yeah,
you know, it's like, oh my God, I'm that angry. Not necessarily.
No.
Not necessarily. You know, like it doesn't mean that you're like that angry or that whatever. It just means that there is some of that inside of you. Otherwise you wouldn't be attracting it into your life.
Exactly. And if you flip it, which I love, it's also all of the beautiful things that you see in other people. Like if you were to look at someone, like I will always say like, oh, I love that person. Like they're so nice or they're so loving or they're so nurturing. So when you see those things in other people, it also means that those characteristics are in yourself. And that's why you're attracting that into your life.
Yes.
So it's totally. All the good things as well. Yeah. Everything. I always try to focus on that. Yeah.
Everything. But the juice is like the juiciness is where the more challenging ones are, you know, but they're, you know, both sides, because sometimes it's hard to love ourselves. So like seeing the beauty in ourselves is sometimes hard to do.
That's
so yeah,
true.
Both sides. Yeah. Can be challenging depending on the person.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, it's a very empowering way to, or I think it is, to go through life and to see life.
Yeah.
Because then you're not a victim of what anyone else does. Like, you know that you are a part. There's a part of you that's attracting that into your life.
Yeah, it's so true. I remember when I first became a healer and we were taking these classes, and I had mentioned something to one of my teachers about like gosh, I just love her. Like I was talking about someone, another healer. And I was like, she's so amazing. Like she does this and she's, you know, she's so kind and she's so like all of these things. And they're like, you know, if you're seeing that in someone else, that's in you too. Right. And I was like, it took me a minute. Cause you don't know, you know, you have to get used to that way of thinking.
Yeah.
Like you're seeing it in someone else and it's in you too.
Yeah.
So you can love those things about yourself too.
Yeah. And I can remember times when I saw other people as, you know, these beautiful, amazing people, but actually didn't realize that was who I was too.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that. But you are.
Yeah. And everyone out there who's listening, you are too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We all are. It's really cool.
So another part of the healing that we did that we thought was really interesting was that we both had some trauma in us, you know, whether it was from birth, from baby, when we were babies. And once we had cleared and healed that, and, you know, trauma is different for everybody. So when you say trauma, it doesn't have to be some massive thing that happened. It could be, you know, it could be something that would seem really small to someone else, but to you, it caused a traumatic response in your body, totally. You know? And it was interesting because in the healing, I felt called to release it all from our nervous system. And that was like, we were holding on to that trauma. And what's interesting is that I've been having like some problems with the adrenals and stuff like that. And it was like my nervous system is in like this fight or flight mode, which I've been trying to really work on to just calm myself, just from stress, from everything. But I think that piece, that was part of it as well, because it was from when I was little, you know, and that sticks with you, you know, it just gets stuck until you release it.
Yeah, it gets stuck. And then someone pushes a button, like the perfect button, you know?
I love the way you said that, the perfect button. It's so true. Like, do you guys ever have a moment where someone will say something to you? Another time, it might not even bother you, but then they say it and they push that perfect button and you're just like, whoa.
It's so true. It's like divine timing.
It is.
But it's like so divine timing because, yeah, it's just like so meant to be. Because when that button is pushed is when all the shit comes up to the surface.
Oh, and it doesn't feel good for a little while. But then once you clear it, it feels so good after.
Yeah. And thankfully for me and you, like we know how to clear. For us, we can clear the stuff together.
On the spot. Yeah. We don't let it fester.
Because that could fester for a long time.
I love that about us. We'll be like, what are you doing right now? Let's just get rid of it. We're like, okay. The best part is that the divine, like, it's like the universe, the divine timing. They know like when we're going to have free time, like when Chloe's in school, when we can sit down and do this. It's so funny.
Well, it's so funny too, because we allot like several hours to do our podcast just because we like, you know, do different, we prepare and then we do healing and then we do all these different things and we just give ourselves a lot of time.
Yeah,
so we gave ourselves like 2.5-3 hours today.
Yeah.
And then like we did this whole healing for so long. And then now we have like 20 minutes. And we're like, okay, let's record 20 minutes. Let's go.
Apparently it was all about the healing today.
But it's like perfect divine timing because it's like, honestly, we only need 20 to 30 minutes to do it.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of funny how it all unfolded perfectly. And today, so interesting.
It really is.
Yeah.
But it's such a difference from in the past when someone would say something and maybe I would internalize it and it would fester forever and I'd be so upset or, you know, like, and then it really affects your day and it affects your life and it can affect your body. And that, instead of like switching it around, okay, why is this happening for me, not to me, which we've said so many times, but why is this happening for me?
Yeah.
And it's just it's so liberating when you start thinking like that.
Oh my God. Life changing. And I also think it's interesting because even, you know, like, in our situation today, I was the one who said something about something.
Yeah.
And it's like, then as we started to do the healing, then my inner child started like feeling bad, you know, like started the whole like, I didn't want to hurt anyone's feelings, you know, like that kind of stuff started coming up too.
Yeah.
So it's so interesting, like how, like, for me, it's been like we were saying, it's been challenging expressing myself and having these challenging conversations throughout my life. It's always been like more I think we're so similar in that, like, repressing it all until it, like, explodes, or you just hate the person. You know what I mean? Just keep,
you either stop talking to the person, or it all just, like, explodes one day, like vomit out of your mouth. You know, like, what is it called when you just, like, blah, let it all go?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes. It's such
I think it's gross, and I'm not going to say it. I don't
remember. Something vomit, but yeah. It's so, yeah. And it's like, but it's like working through that, you know, it is challenging to have those conversations. And every time, I feel like the past couple of years, I've been doing it way more than I had in the past. And it's hard every time, but every time it gets a tiny bit easier.
Yeah, absolutely. You know?
And it's all about, like, for me, it's about honoring my truth and being authentic, and also trusting the relationship.
Yeah.
If I trust our relationship, then, you know, we can do anything. We can say anything because the love is so strong.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, yeah. And so it's kind of like, I guess it's a testament to our relationship that I could even say it.
Yeah, that's true. It's like family, soul family.
Yeah.
You know, you can have those bonds with people. My mom is the other person that I knew I could just say anything to her and it didn't matter. You know, because not to be mean, but you know what I mean? Like, that sounded bad. I didn't mean it like that. But I mean, like, you know, you could do anything. Like, you could tell them when they're bothering you. You can, like,
Wait, what didn't you tell your mom, Steph?
What do you mean? What is that question?
You're like, anything. But then you're like, no, never mind. Not anything.
Well, I'm sure she didn't want to know everything, but.
Probably not.
No, I could just feel her being like, no, I'm good with some of the details. Wasn't necessary.
Oh my God. My mom and I were really close too. I told her almost everything too.
Yeah. Sometimes she'd be like, too much information. I'm good. She used to say that to me sometimes.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God. So cute.
I hope Chloe can do that too. I think it's good.
It is. It's nice to have that kind of relationship. I'm just open. Yeah. It's a blessing. I feel blessed and grateful for that, for have had that with her too. But yeah, anyways, what do you guys think? What do you guys think about all this?
I know. Did we confuse you completely, or are you, are you with us?
Are you with us? And I don't know, maybe take a look. If you've never heard this kind of thing before, maybe you already have, maybe you're a pro in this kind of stuff, but maybe take a look around, see what's in your world.
Yeah.
And, you know, also, like I always say, be gentle with yourself, because, you know, it's not about blaming yourself if there is something in you that isn't the most beautiful thing in the world.
You can love yourself anyway.
Yes.
You know, give yourself grace and love yourself, because everyone is doing the best that they can in that moment. Yes. We are all doing the best that we can in every moment.
Yeah. But take a look around, see what's in your life. See if there's anything that you're noticing around you that is also inside of you to a certain extent. I mean, obviously, if you guys ever want a healing, you can also reach out to us. But if you want some help with that kind of stuff, or get some help from someone else, get some insight from a friend or from a healer or a therapist.
Yeah.
And it can really transform your life. But yeah, just take a look, see what's out there and in
absolutely
there.
And feel free to reach out if you want to talk about anything or have any questions or want us to go into into a part of it in greater detail.
Yeah. Our Instagram is Sunshine and Rainbows Podcast, and our email is sunshineandrainbowslife@gmail.com. So we hope you guys have a great week.
Yes. Enjoy your week. We'll see you next week.
Yeah. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.